They ate food, John said, and they lived as we live.
You'd be surprised. This fort is a treasure, John.
Well, if you say so. John was doubtful. Treasure meant gold, silver, and jewels, not dust, spiders, and rotting leather.
I do,
the fat boy blurted. He was older than John, a man grown by law. But it was hard to think of him as anything but a boy.
I found drawings of the faces in the trees and a book about the tongue of the children of the forest. Works that even the citadel doesn't have. Scrolls from old Valyria. Counts of the seasons written by maesters dead 1,000 years.
The books will still be here when we return.
If we return.
The old bear is taking 200 seasoned men, 3/4 of them rangers. Corran Halfhand will be bringing another 100 brothers from the Shadow Tower. You'll be as safe as if you were back in your Lord Father's castle at Horn Hill. Samuel Tarley managed a sad little smile.
I was never very safe in my father's castle either.
The guards play cruel jests, John thought. Pip and Toad, all a lather to be part of the great ranging, were to remain at Castle Black. It was Samuel Tarley, the self-proclaimed coward, grossly fat, timid, and near as bad a rider as he was with a sword, who must face the haunted forest.